And the new speaker, Mike Johnson, is telling the Senate that it's going to have to be done separately. He said the Israel money has to move by itself, he told senators. And Glitch McConnell is really not happy about that. Glitch wants a big omnibus bomb. He wants an omnibomb bill. We're going to bomb everybody. Bomb Iran and everyone all at once here. So they want to fund all three of the wars for the World War III, Ukraine, Taiwan, and a larger Middle Eastern war. Johnson told GOP senators that he supports sending military aid to Ukraine. See, he changed. He changed as soon as they made him Speaker of the House. He was opposed to the Ukraine war and funding for the Ukraine war until he became Speaker. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that's part of the axis of evil. We got to send a lot of money for that. But he cautioned that it has to be attached to reforms to improve border security. See? He's made some really smart political moves. I don't agree with what he's doing, and I think it's destructive to America, but it is incredibly smart politically. He's a smart guy. He really is. And so what he's doing is he's saying, okay, we'll do money for Israel, but we're going to take money from the IRS increase. It's still going to increase, but we're going to take some of the increase for the IRS and use that to, quote unquote, pay for the money to Israel, which we'll talk about that in a moment, money that you don't have. When you cut an increase, you're not saving money. You're still, when you cut some of the increase, you're still increasing it. So they're still increasing money for the IRS, but you notice how this is going to be perceived. We're going to give money to Israel, but we're going to take money from this IRS increase. And then for Ukraine, he says, well, we're going to give money to Ukraine now, but we will pair the money for Ukraine with increased money for border security. That's really clever. Because you've got the American people need to get something out of this, or at least need to perceive that they're getting something out of this. And so if you say, well, I'm going to give money to this foreign war or this foreign country or whatever, he's going to come along and say, but I'm going to do something that Americans want, which is I'm going to get a little bit of the IRS off of their back, maybe. I'm going to reduce the size of the increase of the IRS army. And when it comes to Ukraine, we're not just going to focus on Ukraine's borders. We're going to focus on America's borders as well. Very clever move. And so, when you look at what's going to happen with the IRS, I mean, it's still going to be an increase. If it were to go through what Mike Johnson is talking about, you're still going to wind up with an IRS that is 4.5 times bigger than it is today. Almost 5 times bigger than it is today. Now, the Democrats want to make it even bigger. But he's still going to be spending money he doesn't have, and he's still going to be making the IRS 4.5 times bigger. But it's going to be perceived as, I'm cutting the IRS. That's what he's going to tell everyone. I'm cutting the IRS increase that Biden wanted. And doing this for you Americans. Isn't that nice? And then when it comes to Ukraine, again, it's going to be a token thing done at the border. All these American-hating politicians are just furious. Mitch McConnell is furious. You're going to give something to Americans? You're going to pretend to give something to Americans? You can't even pretend to give something to Americans. It's amazing to watch this. You know, when you look at it, he goes, okay, I understand what he's doing. And it'll probably, he'll be able to sell this. But the key thing is going to be, these people like Mitch McConnell and the Democrats are going to make him look like a hero, because the Democrats, again, they want an even bigger army. They want to raise more taxes and all the rest of this stuff. He repeated what I think he said on TV shows, which is what he thinks there needs to be another Ukraine aid package. And he wants to do that. He emphasized that from his perspective of his majority, he said he has to separate them and he can't get his majority to pass them together, said Senator Josh Hawley. He just said over and over again, listen to me, it's just the numbers. We cannot do them together, Hawley said. He wants to do Israel first, and then he said the next order of business would actually be to do the Ukraine/border security. And so, they need to listen to him. He knows what he's doing. I can get you the money for your wars, but we got to do it like this. Let's disguise it this way. It's very clever. But you got Democrats like Dick Durbin of Illinois. Oh, I oppose that. We whiffed once on Ukraine, and we can't do that again. And, you know, we, the Democrats are just furious about it. Mitch McConnell is furious about it. John Cornyn said, well, he's obviously new on the job, but I think he seems to be very charming and honest. Well, he is very Reagan-esque. He is charming like that. And he knows how to, Reagan did these compromises with the Democrats and Tip O'Neill. He would say, you vote for my, you know, defense increases and I'll vote for your welfare state increases. Okay. Right. Got a deal. We both get what we want and the deficit goes, pew, right? And that's what this is going to be. It is very Reagan-esque. Not good for America, but it is a great tactic. And he's a very charming guy. And he understands how to get these financial bombs and these literal bombs through. There's a lot of very clever tactics and a lot of clever posturing. And you can see that he immediately threw away his concerns about the Ukraine war as soon as he became Speaker of the House. McConnell, however, is ready to fight. And it is fracturing the GOP in the Senate. Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, said he believed Republicans could block a big national security package that includes Ukraine aid. Vance is one of the chief opponents of sending more cash to Kiev, but he said that even pro-Ukraine senators agree with him on the strategy. He said there's actually a pretty wide consensus that we should separate Israel from the package. Whether there are 9 Republicans who are willing to break off and join the Democrats is an open question. And again, as they point out in this article from Politico, throughout President Biden's first term, McConnell has voted many times for quote-unquote bipartisan efforts, says Politico. And the efforts that they talk about, they frame him, that so happy that he went along with Biden on, are what they call gun safety. No, it's gun control. Gun control. Infrastructure laws. No, it's not the infrastructure. It's climate. It's a gigantic IRS. And Mitch McConnell went along with all of that stuff, as well as the Ukraine war, because it is Ukraine uberalles. That's what we ought to call it, because, you know, these Ukrainians are Nazis, so just call it Ukraine uberalles. It's more important than any other priority that the politicians could have in Washington. We got to fund Ukraine. Ukraine uberalles. And so the way that the Hill sees it, they see the strategy here. They say the GOP has set a political trap for Democrats with this Israel bill. No, it's actually Mike Johnson who did it. It's really his strategy. Like I said, he's a very clever politician. Because now he's put them in a position. Do the Democrats love the IRS and taxes more than they love Israel? And do the Democrats and Republicans love the Ukraine border more than they love our border? Well, I think we know the answer, but it's going to be very embarrassing for the Democrats to show people that they do, in fact, love the IRS and taxes more than they love Israel, or that they love the Ukrainian border more than they love the American border. Of course, we can see that. But again, looking at what he's talking about, you know, we've got the IRS right now has a total budget of 13. Now, with Mike Johnson cutting it by $14 billion, what we have is an IRS that's going to be 4.5 times bigger than it is today. The Democrats, on the other hand, they want to give it a full 60 and additional. And so it'd be 5.5 times bigger than it is today. But what is the real economic reality of this? And let's talk about this. You know, let's forget about government economics. Let's forget about macroeconomics. Let's talk about microeconomics, the real stuff, your kitchen table economics. And so let's think about this from the standpoint of a husband and wife. And you got a husband who says, oh, honey, I'd love to get this $60,000 car. And she says, well, but I would like to remodel the kitchen. And that's going to cost $14,000. And so they come up with a compromise. Okay, I'll instead of that car, I'll get a new car that costs $46,000. And we'll remodel the kitchen for $14,000. Well, the problem with all this is that they never had the $60,000 to start with. The problem is that they're going to borrow all the money, you know, whether it's $60,000 for a car, or whether it's $46,000 for the car and $14,000 for the kitchen, they're going to borrow all of that money. And to make matters worse, Mr. and Mrs. husband and wife are already so heavily in debt that 98% of their income goes to satisfying, just to paying the interest on their credit cards that they got 30% interest rates on, right? And so, 98% of their income is going to servicing the debt on their credit cards. As of September 30th, 2023, interest in the U.S. was $26 trillion on the federal debt, on the public debt, 98% of GDP. So, we know what's going to happen to that husband and wife, and we know what's going to happen to us as well. But you have the pushback on all this. Look at the way that the establishment is pushing back on his plan. They say, and this is the Congressional Budget Office and some and the mainstream media, we can't do Mike Johnson's plan. Why? Not because we don't have money, but because, you know, it's going to, if we cut down the IRS, it's going to mean that we're actually going to have, going to increase the deficit by $26 billion. You notice, first of all, that they never, ever care about the deficit until you start talking about cutting taxes. And then they start getting, they become fiscal hawks, don't they? Oh, well, we can't cut the taxes. Look at our deficit here. Never talk about it when they're spending money for their programs. But they want to talk about cutting taxes for us, though. That's a, can't do that. Can't do that. That, you know, wouldn't be prudent, you know, as a, George Bush would say, can't cut those taxes, wouldn't be prudent. And so the so they get concerned about revenue and deficits when it's taxes. But notice the second thing. How are they going to get that $26 billion worth of stuff? Well, they were going to use this new Biden army of IRS agents to bully and to bludgeon and to squeeze it out of people. They weren't going to raise taxes. No, we're just going to hire IRS to squeeze it out of you. How criminal is that? You know, they don't even, when Biden did his Inflation Reduction Act, he didn't say, well, okay, we're going to cut spending over here, or we're going to raise taxes over here. No, what he said was, we're going to create an enforcement army that is going to rigorously enforce these bad laws, or laws, the, you know, things that act as color of law. But we're just going to send these people around, you know, a law that is sufficiently complex, like the IRS tax code is the same as having no law at all. So we'll just send these guys around to strong arm this money out of everybody. So yeah, they finally care about the deficit because they would be reducing some of the money they steal from us. They think of that as their money, of course, right? All our money belonged to them, and they're going to squeeze it out of us one way or the other.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.